ba beauty bali banode tipevente love kubika ko epo tupela tusebenze popo yuchi kwe kwepo munao muna pepe pakada mupoko shifulu pepe keke forever ndaka kumbe sapushi mutunda nangunga lifushani mamiketi mekukuma feri roki suma chiduru na tununa with you tinde zeba tikumula kumula fuzelelo nizafi ulula ulula iwe nile business na muzuma muzuma peto tima minoti kukuka kukuka mungu na suma mbeka kumbuta kumbuta. Mr. Frankie Famoso, the cash show, Uncle Rich Rich, Push Up from Pick Up, Mr. Marcus Fasoruin, Chad Young, Wise Man, Standard Man, Uncle GICU.
Spit it dry. Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ. Your bank.
977 News.
Finance Minister Tumekum Sokotwane has assured all farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency that the outstanding payments will be cleared by January 10, 2026. PF presidential aspirant Makeri Zulu has called for unity among all opposition leaders ahead of the 2026 general elections. And in international news, Saudi Arabia has backed a demand from Yemen's presidential council for the United Arab Emirates to withdraw within 24 hours after a Saudi-led coalition bombed what it was a weapons shipment for UAE-backed separatists at the port of Mukalla.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Government has assured farmers across the country that all outstanding payments for maize supplied to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, will be fully settled by 10th January 2026. In a statement issued today, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Tumekum Sokotwane, acknowledged delays in payments but emphasized that the government remains committed to paying every farmer in full within the stated time frame. Dr. Sokotwane explained that in the meantime, the Food Reserve Agency is receiving funds from financing institutions as well as proceeds from ongoing maize sales. He says these resources are enabling payments to be made on a rolling basis in trenches, meaning farmers will continue receiving payments ahead of the final settlement date. The minister says government understands the importance of timely payments, noting that the funds are critical for household support, sustaining livelihoods and enabling farmers to prepare for the current farming season. He further thanked farmers for their patience and continued contribution to national food security and economic stability, joining President Hailemariam Desalegn in expressing appreciation for their role in the country's economy.
977 News.
In other news, PF presidential aspirant Makeri Zulu has called for unity among all opposition leaders ahead of the 2026 general election. Zulu has urged opposition leaders to rise above self-interest and work together for the good of the Zambian people. Addressing the nation in a live broadcast, Zulu emphasized that the nation is yearning for hope, truth and a united Zambia, and that this hope must begin with the opposition choosing collaboration over division. He stressed the urgency of building a credible sustainable alternative that reflects the will of the people. Zulu warned against manipulation and inducements that compromise integrity, stating that loyalty must lie with the people of Zambia, not with those who fear their empowerment. He called on all opposition candidates to speak one language, choose one leader, and run as one, describing the 2026 general election as a defining moment for the country's future.
977 News.
In other news, UPND Alliance partner spokesperson Leslie Chikose has described peace, stability as one of the alliance's greatest achievements in 2025. Chikose says Zambia, under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, has moved away from a period marked by political violence, lawlessness and fear in public spaces. In an end-of-year message reflecting on the performance of the new Dawn administration, Chikose says the restoration of the rule of law has transformed daily life, with markets, bus stations and public places now operating peacefully, allowing traders, transport operators and worshippers to go about their activities without intimidation or harassment. He says the country previously experienced a troubling era where political violence disrupted communities, public property was destroyed, markets and bus stations became centers of fear, and some citizens were attacked or displaced due to illegal land allocations. Meanwhile, Chikose has also praised the unity within the UPND Alliance, saying partners has remained disciplined and focused despite economic pressures, resolving differences internally and maintaining policy consistency to give confidence to institutions, investors and communities.
977 News.
In more news, the Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has called on the Ministry of Local Government to urgently review the management of road grading works under the Constituency Development Fund, citing the deteriorating condition of the Kasupe Bridge, which links Chilanga and Katuba constituencies. IPAC warns that continued neglect of the Kasupe Bridge could soon cut off residents of Kasupe Kawaya from Lusaka's central business district, severely affecting livelihoods, access to markets, health facilities and schools. In a statement issued today, IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma has urged government to place the responsibility of grading and maintaining CDF-funded roads under the Zambia National Service, ZNS, citing its proven capacity and efficiency in infrastructure development. Goma says ZNS has consistently demonstrated discipline, accountability and high standards of workmanship in road projects across the country, adding that their involvement would ensure timely completion and better quality outcomes for communities. He has described the Kasupe Bridge as a critical transport link and a lifeline for thousands of residents, warning that failure to address its condition could isolate entire communities and disrupt economic activity between surrounding areas and the capital. IPAC has further called on the Central Province Minister, who is also the Member of Parliament for Katuba, together with the Chilanga Member of Parliament, to treat the matter as urgent and take immediate action to safeguard the bridge. Meanwhile, the Centre for Environment Justice, CEJ, has urged government to channel all national bridge construction funds exclusively through the Zambia National Service, ZNS. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo Mwape cited the institution's consistent delivery of durable, cost-effective and timely infrastructure. Mwape emphasized that ZNS has proven itself as the most dependable and rapid response agency for bridge construction across the country. She highlighted ZNS's ability to complete projects ahead of schedule, operate without profit-driven costs, and mobilize swiftly in remote or disaster-affected areas where private contractors may be unable or unwilling to respond. Mwape also pointed to the institution's nation-building ethos, noting that as a civic body, ZNS instills a strong sense of ownership and pride in every project, which translates into higher construction standards and a stronger maintenance culture.
977 News.
In more news, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested a Tanzanian national and two Zambians in connection with various drug-related offenses. In an operation conducted by officers in Kawe District in Central Province, the Commission has formally charged and arrested Kalombowe Mulambia, male, aged 48, of Chisamba area. Mulambia has been arrested in connection with the offense of trafficking in 19 pre-packs, 168 balls of cannabis and seeds with a combined weight of 9.3 kilograms, Furthermore, in a separate operation conducted by officers in Mumbwa District in Central Province, the commission has arrested Yvonne Hampunga, female aged 27. The arrest is in connection